Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women who have experienced this intimately and want to offer hope to other women. While we may interview professionals on the show, the content should not be taken as therapeutic advice and is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join one of our free online Worth groups to help with your betrayal trauma, you may find us at healingwithworth.org. Welcome to Healing with Worth, two lovely sisters, Jamie and Jody, and they are empowering women to speak up in the world on their podcast, Speak Up Sister. So Jamie and Jody draw from the teachings and the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ and the latest scientific research to discuss topics that will help offer the validation, tools, and support that women need to speak up in the world with confidence, clarity, and compassion. They are passionate about helping women to use their voice to increase the power of truth and light in our homes, wards, and communities. They are not afraid to address the hard conversations around why women need to push back against the social and cultural messages about how we should behave in the world. Their desire is to empower women with skills and tools to replace the destructive patterns that perhaps women sometimes use, while also encouraging their audience to be patient with themselves as they practice showing up in a more edifying way. So, welcome, Jamie and Jody. We are so happy to have you on here, and we just love what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you, Naomi and Janine. It's so good to be with you today.
Naomi and I first came in contact with your podcast when you were being interviewed on the Illuminate podcast last year, which is now called Crisis to Connection, from what I understand, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's where we first heard you, and I really resonated with your message and thought, these women are speaking my language. It sounds like they are hearing the same things that I am from the general authorities, and they are taking their counsel seriously, and I want to hear more. And so I started listening in on your conversations, and one of the first episodes that I listened to was on anger, and I thought, these women get it. When we were planning for the year, Naomi and I were like, we've got to connect with you two. So we really appreciate you accepting our invitation to come on the podcast.
I was just going to mention that I think most women get it. I think most women are feeling what we're feeling and having the experiences that we're having, just ready to get out from under all the expectations and the pressures that don't feel right.
Yeah, I think so too. I know I am.
Yep. Speak up, sister.
So, you know, many of our listeners are not only trying to find peace and strength in their dysfunctional relationships with their spouses who have not only betrayed them, but they are dealing with spouses that have groomed them, manipulated them. They have used tactics that have shut their voice down in their relationship. And shutting a woman up can be done in really obvious ways, through criticism or belittling or making fun of them. But sometimes it can be done in really covert ways too. And to be honest here, sometimes women are oblivious to how this is even happening in their relationship because I think it's so common and acceptable. So I'm really grateful for both of you who are helping to pave the way, particularly in our church culture, for a shift to happen and to give us courage to speak up. So that's why we really wanted you to come on and introduce yourself to our listeners, because I think there are some valuable conversations that you're having. And one of my favorite episodes that you've done is on anger. And so that's what we're going to talk to you today about. But before we get to that, I want to ask you a question, and I'm wondering if you would share with our listeners a little bit more about yourselves and tell us about the genesis of your podcast.
This is Jamie. Jody and I are sisters. I'm a little bit older, but we're pretty close in age and as such have had a pretty similar life developmental trajectory, I would say, more or less. So as far as the podcast, for many years, I had lived overseas. Jody was living on the U.S. mainland. I was in Hawaii. All of our connecting was over the telephone. And Jody's a thinker and a reader, and she's has all these ideas. And as we would talk through, we both felt like, oh, this is, there's got to be other people that are interested in these types of ideas. You know, there's got to be other women that are thinking through things or having different frustrations. So I would say probably about 3 years ago, we said, hey, you know, we should just take these phone calls and just put them on the air and just see if anybody else would want to join in and, you know, discuss what we're discussing. And then it kind of got shelved for a little bit. Thought, well, how would we do that? You know, who are we to do a podcast type of, I think, internal reaction. And then it was at the beginning of 2020. And we all know, you know, I don't have to go into what 2020 was like for many people, but it felt not because of the pandemic for me, but it just felt like the energy in the world was crying out for clarity and direction, and really important voices were not being heard in the mess. And Jody and I both felt like, man, we've got to figure out a way for the people that really do know what they're seeing and have been working on getting clear that their voices need to be heard. And this is just one way that we're reaching out to do that more effectively. So we just started putting together our little podcast and I got in my closet and to keep the noise minimal and we did some recordings and we're just hoping, you know, doing the best we can to really give some value. So the more we know what people are dealing with and what their struggles are, then the more we'll cater our discussions to that end. So it's about where we are right now.
I love that. I think it's definitely needed in the world. And I'm glad that you guys felt enough encouragement to overcome that. Who are we to do a podcast? Because I think I can relate to that. and really just put it out there because I think it has been beneficial. I know for me and Janine, and I'm sure many other women. So thank you.
It seems like your conversations are often centered around empowering women.
In the process, as Jamie and I were talking to each other and sorting out our own personal issues, we were also talking with other women who found themselves in the same position, feeling like they didn't have a voice, feeling like the pressures were so much going against internally what they felt like was their direction, their purpose. And so I think we just started to see that this is a widespread problem, especially amongst Christian women. This is just part of the heritage that we come by honestly. But I think that we are all feeling, like you mentioned, Janine, we're feeling a need to move into a different space. And these are just our efforts to support women in that movement.
That's awesome. Just a quick question, a fun question. Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Oh, so I've thought about that question a lot, especially in the Christian world. That word has a little bit of a negative connotation. But somebody who I really respect, Valerie Hudson Kastler, and we've referenced her on our podcast a bit, her ideas around feminism are, in my mind, very congruent with the message, the true message of the gospel, which is equality and mutual respect and edification. And so in those terms, yeah, absolutely. I, Jody, consider myself a feminist in that regard, but a feminist only in terms of helping women rise up from a place where there was not equality, not move to a space that's better than, but just to equal the playing field, which there's a large need for that. How about you, Jim?
Absolutely.
I think Jody said it great. I don't need to belabor that point. But I myself consider, I would say I'm a feminist in the sense that I love women. I like being a woman. I like all the things that femininity can bring. And I think there is room and place for it. And I want to be a voice for that. But I don't think it's about crushing anybody else. It's just about elevation.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Well, our listeners, because they're experiencing betrayal trauma, there's a lot of anger and grief that they're experiencing. Their house has burned down or is burning down. And the one who lit it on fire is their intimate partner. And there just seems to be universal patterns of ignoring the burnt house, of not taking responsibility for burning it down, and even avoiding helping to build a new house in our relationships. And in dealing with this situation, there's a lot of anger that shows up. And it's absolutely necessary as part of our healing process. It moves us into action. And so when Naomi and I were listening to your episode on anger, we just really resonated with the approach that you took on it. And I know that there's a little story behind your episode, and I'm wondering if you would be willing to share that with our listeners.
Okay, yeah, I'll speak to that a little bit. This is Jamie again. In terms of this, when we very first started this out, I had an idea in my head what it was going to be like, and it was going to be skill building and how to and great inspiring stories about speaking up. And Jody came and said almost immediately, I feel very strongly that the first thing, if we can address anything, that we've got to address anger, because nobody will speak up, or I should say, they will become immediately limited in their efforts to speak up because they will be confronted by so many negative feelings. And that is very much part of the process. But the minute she said that, I felt angry. Like I felt, I can't. And then I felt shame and overwhelm and all these, just this whole thing of, I don't think I can do a podcast on this because I do not trust myself to speak clearly and confidently about it, just because I know how stirring anger is. And, you know, we did tons of preparation. I mean, we've had a few hash outs, but man, the anger ones I remember hashing out with Jody saying, I can't talk about that. I can't go there. Jody saying, no, this is important. This is important. And going back and forth and me writing down every word because I didn't trust myself to even be able to speak freely about mm-hmm. it because it was so personal and sensitive. And to that end, if I could just, on a personal note to your listeners, Jody and I have both in our own separate ways had to beat down the flames of the burning house. And so we get that. And that's why we feel so strongly about a message to all women about speaking up effectively. And that we just think the fact that you're tuning into these kinds of podcasts and searching for support, it's there and you're not alone in this. And we just want to reiterate that.
That's so validating. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Now, Jody, would you want to share about kind of your story or background?
Yeah, I'm happy to share that because I guess I feel like it's not a unique story, and it's important for women to hear each other's stories because we can relate. And then when we know we're not alone, we feel empowered to take important and difficult steps that we need to take. And my own story just starts it starts probably from the beginning of getting married and starting with habits I didn't even know I had and buying into beliefs I didn't even know I was buying into until roughly 15 years in, I was completely bottomed out because I genuinely believed that the best way I could be the best me was to cater to everybody else's needs. And so I paid careful attention and I gave all of my energy to giving wherever I could, to a spouse, to my children, to extended family members. And then when I experienced some betrayals, I got to a point where I couldn't work through the anger. During those 15 years, I had come up against some difficult things, but I had found a way just to patch it up and then keep moving forward in the same way. And at this point, about 15 years in, I remember very specifically when I had a huge epiphany about this kind of stuff. It was on my son's 12-year-old birthday, my oldest child. And I was pushed so far that I couldn't care. I couldn't care about the kids and their needs. I couldn't care about my spouse and his needs because there was no me. And I started at that time going to see a therapist, and I genuinely believed that she was just going to help me, same kind of thing, patch things up, and then I would just carry on because this is the way. And I was shocked because I went in saying, I can't get over the anger this time. I'm too mad. So just give me the steps. I'll do the steps. And she blew my world wide open when she showed me everything that I was going along with and buying into at my own expense. And I'll tell you what was the hardest part for me in that regard was that I was giving everything I knew how to give, and I was being so careful. And everybody around me just let me. They just let me. And I was so angry that I was bending over backward to be careful and conscientious and aware. And nobody was saying, hey, it looks to me like you're wearing down. And I felt so taken advantage of and so angry at the people that I was doing all of this for, believing that it was best, and somewhere in there genuinely also believing they were giving me the same. But they weren't. It wasn't happening. It was just becoming part of the expectation, part of how we do things. And it was so much of it was at my expense. So that was bitter for me. It was very bitter and difficult and hard to look at. But I guess at this point, I'm about 10 years past that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that very deliberate and intentional steps on my part started to push my life in a whole new trajectory. And that trajectory included having to stand up and speak up for myself and my needs and recognize what was important to me and not always shove it back because it might seem to conflict with what was important to somebody else. It was a huge process of coming to that, and still coming to that, because women are not supported in owning that piece of who they are. It's very different for men. It's just culturally, we expect men to know what they want and say what they want. And culturally, you know, it is the opposite for women. We don't know what we want and we don't say what we want, and we're all okay with that, or have been.
Yeah. Or pretend to be okay with it.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. But that's just an ugly corner to find yourself in. And yeah, that's where the anger is.
And then if there are women who do know what they want and they do say what they want, they're often looked at as, oh, you're so aggressive. And
she's one of those.
They have these other terms. There's these other terms that come up that describe a woman who does know what she wants and does express it.
Mm-hmm. So just you speaking, this popped up in my Facebook feed. And I think because I talk about this kind of stuff a lot, I've been getting a lot of these things, you know, how like these places listen to you and they like show you things that you talk about. So I get a lot of things from therapists, but this one really resonated with what you were saying. It's talking about self-worth, and it says, I don't even know who quoted it, but it just says, when you try to make things better for a lot of people, you may end up making things worse for yourself. A little self-sacrifice is noble, but depriving yourself of too much will only leave you depleted. by that time, most people won't even realize that you need anything because you're the one who is always given. Take care of yourself. Self-preservation is not selfish. It's essential for living a full and happy life. I think that that message is a message that all women need to hear.
Yes, absolutely. That is a beautiful quote. And as I'm thinking back too, in some ways I'm tempted to say that applies to women at this time now. But as I think back, many women of my mother's generation and even further back had to deal with those same things, but their methods of handling it were different. They only felt like they only believed they could go so far with it. So they, in some terms, had to just carry around with them a certain amount of resentment or what they might even call enduring to the end, believing that this was just part of the process. And somewhere in there, I clung to that scripture, man is that he might have joy. And in my prayers, in my deepest anger and frustration, I would just say, where is the joy? I cannot stay in this if I believe it's only for later. Where is it now? Where is it? Show me where it is. And this was the path that the Lord showed me, the path of recognizing my needs and giving them space and speaking up about things that mattered to me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think so many times we get to this place where we've seen that example. Like you said, my parents, probably my mom, the same thing, just that endurance aspect of it. And I thought that that's what I needed to do as well. And until I was falling apart, like you said, and like, this isn't what my life is supposed to be like.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and another thing that I think kind of tipped me over there was recognizing the difference between my state of being in my enduring and my husband's and what it was like for him as I was believing I was enduring, and not that he wasn't making sacrifices, but they were very different and there was a huge imbalance. And then I just realized that's not right. God doesn't want that for him. He doesn't want it for me. And I just didn't realize how much power I had over that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. Thanks for being so vulnerable. Okay, listeners, we're going to stop the episode right here. We are going to share the second half of our conversation with Jamie and Jody, the hosts of the podcast Speak Up Sisters. Next week, we will discuss the social and cultural programming around women's anger, especially in the church, and how we can stand up for ourselves and take care of ourselves when we're experiencing anger. So if you've enjoyed our conversation with Jamie and Jody, don't forget to give us a 5-star review. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on Healing with Worth. Make sure to visit our website, healingwithworth.org, if you would like to enroll in an online therapist-led support group. We'll see you next time.